This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The tight Democratic race for the White House now moves on to contests this Saturday in Nebraska, Louisiana, and Washington State. The biggest prize is Washington. As Martin Costi reports from Seattle, the campaigns are scrambling to master a caucus system that wasn't expected to be a big factor in the nominating process.
In Washington State, the Democratic campaign has gone from nearly invisible to frenetic practically overnight.
Don't be shy. Give them to everybody.
Clinton staffer Chris Campbell is handing out flyers by the fistful to Clinton supporters. But these people want more. They tell him that if they're going to face down the Obama movement here in Seattle's east side suburbs, they need more lawn signs and more buttons.
No, buttons. I'm talking
buttons,
about.
Oh yeah.
Where do we go?
I don't know about buttons. I mean, there's some available on the website, but I think that after February 5th, they're all blown out.
Campbell is one of the 22 staffers who parachuted into the state less than a week ago. Before that, the Clinton effort here was all volunteer. There wasn't even an office. But now that the candidates have come out of Super Tuesday neck and neck, Washington State has taken on an unaccustomed importance. Jim Camber is a veteran Democratic organizer here, now working with Clinton.
This changes everything, and we are in a new, a new dynamic, and so we're just doing our best to prepare ourselves for it. I doubt we will be fully prepared in all areas. Some places it'll go just fine. Some places it'll be overwhelming.
Both the campaigns are scrambling to teach their supporters the mechanics of the 6,500 precinct caucuses that'll be held on Saturday afternoon. It's those local meetings in schools and church basements where the party will hold a vote on how to divvy up the state's delegates between Clinton and Obama.
Engaging people at a personal level is
making
really going
to
make a difference.
Emotionally want to go there.
Right?
These Clinton supporters are standing in a circle after their training session, practicing the speeches they might give at the caucus to try to sway people to their side. The trainer tells them not to go negative, but the women here, and most of them are women, are genuinely angry about Obama's success. After the meeting, Beth Qualley and Ann Coughlin vent their frustration over what they see as the subtle sexism in this race.
If it wasn't Barack, it would be someone else who would be fighting Hillary for this nomination.
Who would be a male?
There are many, many slights that go by Mrs. Clinton instead of Senator Clinton.
Washington State is used to having women in high places. The two U.S. senators, Maria Cantwell and Patty Murray, have already endorsed Clinton. But the governor, Christine Gregoire, has not yet picked her candidate. And Obama has plenty of his own women supporters here, especially in Seattle, where younger women are coming out for him in big numbers. Women like Jennifer Lau.
What I really like about him is that he doesn't just say that he's going to change things for us. He says that he's going to help us to change things for ourselves.
Lau says she was never very active in politics before, but now she's sitting in a public library basement at an Obama caucus training session, learning how to be a precinct captain. Obama supporters here skew young, so young, in fact, that the trainer, Nathan Williams, worries that some of the teens and 20-somethings might wander into the caucus meetings too late and get shut out.
They could try to start the caucus early, and thereby likely anyone rolling in late is more likely to be an Obama supporter. It's just the nature of our support base. People getting out of bed a little late. That's just the nature of young people.
Obama has been leading in the few polls that have been done here to date, and he's been raising more money by about 2-1. But if he dominates the caucuses, the fight might not be over on Saturday. Washington State is also holding a non-binding primary vote 10 days later, on February 19th. Washington Secretary of State Sam Reed is a big proponent of the primary because more people participate. And he says that even though it's non-binding, the national media will pay attention.
When the people speak, I think your editors are going to respond and see what the people think about these presidential candidates.
There's no doubt that the delegates will be allocated by the caucuses this Saturday, where party officials expect to double the old record of about 100,000 participants. Even so, if the national delegate count stays as tight as it has been, one of the campaigns might be tempted to show a preference for those primary results. Martin Costi, NPR News, Seattle.